Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Hi, Dan. What's up? Thanks for the invite. I'm Yuval. I live in Israel, in northern Israel. And I'm the CEO of Mini Hotel. And Mini Hotel is a SaaS for hospitality businesses.
Awesome. So how did you get the idea to start this company?
Basically, I didn't, because my dad had the idea. First, it was 2007, and I joined him a few months later after we started the company. I was the second employee, and basically I was a co-founder because there was basically nothing, just like an MVP, you know, really minimal. And we are both technical people. He's more like a coder kind of person, you know, he's a programmer and an engineer. He's quite a genius person. And I'm mostly an IT and DevOps person, so it was a good combination. I'm also quite good with marketing, with sales, so I'm kind of a generalist, you know. So we were really a good team, you know, just a duo at first. But yeah, during the years, we joined a few employees. Today, we have 30 employees, 30, with three offices worldwide. And we progressed, you know, it's like 17 years already. We are bootstrapped completely, $0 funded. It's all our own money, no VC, no funding at all.
Right. But I guess like in terms of your father, like what was his vision? Like what was his idea to start this company? I'm sure you probably saw some sort of need in the industry, you know, to go and start this business.
Oh, yeah. So going back to that point, we both were working as employees for hire. It was like it was a CTO for another company, and I came to work there too. And we had, it was kind of a vertical software company, and we had a few products like an ERP, accounting, and also the PMS for hotels, for the big hotels, let's say, for the 4 and 5 stars mainly. And like we thought that the product can be very much suitable for the small ones, you know, the vacation rentals and the B&Bs and the, like, let's call it the budget places, like 0 to 2 star hotels, 20 room hotels, etc. But the CEO of the company didn't like think like us. So my dad, after 20 years in that company, it was quite bold of him because he was almost 50 years old then, back then. He just tried it on his free time to develop this mini hotel, minimal product back then, the MVP. Back then it was VB6, you know, Visual Basic 6 back then. It was very basic, but it was very smart, but basic with the design, you know, the front end was very basic, but it was quite smart software. And in some stage, he created this company, you know, he established the company, founded it. I stayed there in that company for some time, but I joined him and we... You know, the idea was to serve the budget hotels and hoteliers because the products back then, especially in Israel, because we started in our country in Israel, the software, the PM, we call it PMS, property management systems that were back then working in Israel, both like the local ones and the ones that came from abroad, were not so good for the small ones. They were very complicated. A lot of clicks, a lot of, you know, the workflow was complicated, especially for the receptionist and for the user, you know. The manager had all the reports. He had all the things basically that he needs. But the receptionist, from the check-in to the check-out, the invoicing, the everyday stuff was quite complex. And our approach was to serve the small ones and especially to come from the bottom up, because these PMSs, until now, if you take Oracle Opera PMS by Oracle, for example, in this kind of similar products for the enterprise, let's call it, for the Accor and Hilton and all these kind of enterprise accommodations, they think from the up to bottom, from the manager and down to the receptionist. And we created the product from the receptionist and up, you know, from bottom to up. And the hoteliers using it, they loved it because it was very easy to use. We thought about them and not about, you know, the reports first and the, you know, the tax reports and all these in the taxation. We just thought how we just streamline, let's call it. Today we call it streamline the work for the receptionist first. And then we came up a bit by bit. And I think we still have this approach. Of course, we do have some 4 and 5 star hotels today, but 80% or 90% of our clients are like the 0 to 2 star hotels. Average size, we have more than 1,400 clients today, but the average size is 24 rooms, you know? So I'm not sure about what the median is, but the average is 24 rooms. So I think it says it all. And we are not looking for the 4 or 5 stars. I mean, this is who we are. You know, we aim for the budget places, for the budget hotels, and doing the this approach of bottom to up and not vice versa. You know?
For sure. But is your customer more like the franchise owners, or do you partner with these like large hotel chains? Like, you know, what does that look like in terms of?
No, it's called independent hotels. Independent hotels, okay. it can be like a B&B, it can be a family run hotel, mostly not chains. We do have some chains of small hotels and hostels and motels. But basically the approach here and most of our clients is like, they are like the independent hotels, what we call. You know, a lot of moms and pops. We do have some 2 and 3 star boutique hotels. Most of them are looking for value, a good product, not too expensive, easy to use. And during the years, we also added a lot of features. So they are not lacking features. You know, if like in the past, the hotelier that wants to save up some money, he takes like a low cost PMS like us, let's call it low cost. He would say, okay, I'm losing this feature or that feature in order to save some money and work easy. But it's not the case today because we have, for example, we have invoicing, you know, versus governments and it's fiscalizing officially by the law in more than 50 countries. So if you're working with us, it can be in Belgium or Israel or Argentina, it doesn't matter, a lot of countries, then you're fiscalizing your invoices using e-invoicing. So it's not lacking. You're not lacking features. You can also do check-ins, you know, with officially with some government in some countries. So in this, we are very technological and we are very progressing. It's not just your low cost, loose features kind of solution. This is what's really nice about it. We're building our product still, even though we are bootstrapped, it's hard to compete with those VC funded companies, but we are doing a good work. You know, I call it like a low punch. We're giving low punches. And some of our competitors are quite amazed because sometimes we have features that they don't. And we have some competitors with $250 million funding, you know? So this is very nice. If some clients are moving, like turning there and going to use Mini Hotel, it's like a little bit, we have a little smile on our faces. Like it's really, really nice. It's good for the ego, you know?
For sure. So I guess in terms of acquiring clients, like what has been the best strategies at like certain conferences or LinkedIn? Like how have you grown this company to 1,400 plus clients?
No, sorry for laughing. When you say when you said conferences, I was a little, it was like a little funny for me because our approach, you know, I think you could sense it before, is that we are like trying to work remotely. We are working hybrid with all our offices. We're trying to avoid costly acquisitions of clients and expenses in general, because we need to be very, very much dollar efficient. So conferences are not for us. I mean, and basically, even though we do go to some of them, we're not making like $20K boot, you know, and all this charade and all this kind of Brochures, this is not for us. You know, we are just like visitors sometimes going there, but we don't acquire a lot of clients over there. What we do is mostly online. Word of mouth is very strong, but also paid ads is good for us, like Google, Facebook, Captera, Captera and similar sites for comparison of software. This is very good for us. And if you go back like 2-3 years, when we made some changes, it's a whole new story. When we migrated into cloud, since then it's much, much easier to install online. We did it before, you know, before it was, let's call it cloud-based, but now it's easier to do. So we are installing online. We can get the client up and running in like between 1 hour to a 1 day work. And some of our competitors, they need a few days or maybe 1 week or sometimes 1 month to onboard the client. So for us, we also have a lot of wizards and auto tools to onboard clients. So it's very easy for us to onboard clients, relatively, let's say. And when we are acquiring them, it made a lot of clients, the word of mouth got bigger and bigger. So right now we are at, in the last year or so, we are at 80% word of mouth, organic, you know, and the rest is like paid ads mostly, you know, paid ads is Google and Facebook mostly.
Do you guys do like outbound, like cold emails or messages, or is it really just paid ads mostly?
Outbound is not so strong for us. It's almost 90%, I think, inbound. We are trying sometimes occasionally the outbound. It's not very successful for us. It's not our strong point. But yeah, we are trying occasionally, you know, if we are dry. But mostly we are not, because we have a lot of, in the last 2 years or 3 years, we have a lot of leads coming in. And it's quite impressive. Because when we try to work with a lot of countries, then the leads just are just coming in. In the past, when we were working in like less than 10 countries, if you go to pre-COVID, let's call it, then it was, you had some dry days, you know, but right now we have a lot of leads, and sometimes it's even too much, you know, so we cannot complain. We are adding around, like, since January 22, let's say, we are adding in average almost 30 hotels clients per month, you know. So for us, we count it by the hotel. So it's 30 clients per month we're adding in average. And for a bootstrap company, it's quite a lot. Even for a not bootstrap, even for a funded company, it's quite a good. So
for sure.
Yeah, our clients in average, they don't pay a lot. Like, it's not Hilton. But because we are adding a lot of clients, and it's the acquisition and the onboarding is quite efficient and fast, it's worthwhile for us. Also, the LTV is big because we don't have a lot of churn. And our clients are like, we have clients that are with us like 10 years, 5 years, 6 years, you know, they're not churning after 1 year. In Latin America, we have more churn than the rest of the world. We are still working on it. But basically, our churn is like mostly less than 5% per year, you know. In some places, it's bigger, some places it's lower, and we are working on it daily, you know, about this.
For sure. So for 2024 to be successful for you, like, what does that look like, you know, in terms of percentage growth? Like, what are you guys like really striving for this year?
In the last 3 or 4 years, the average year over year growth is around 30% year over year. And we are like, I really want to go to 50%. I think it's, we also grew our headcount by like twice in the recent like 2 years or so. So I'm aiming for like 50% growth, hopefully. Of course, keep churn low and always minimize it, especially in where we have weak points like Latin America. Basically, that's it. I mean, we are in a good path. We just, you know, sometimes when you are like, we call it like Barcelona in the soccer, in the football. Sometimes to keep the first place is like, or to keep a good place is harder than to get there. So we are in a good place right now, and we always aim higher and trying to preserve and to improve, you know. But we are in a good path in our predictions and our ambitions, let's call it. We have no complaints. We are quite on the path that we want to, you know. So hopefully we can preserve and improve.
So, what would you say is like the biggest obstacle from where you're at now to get to that 50% plus growth in 2024?
Well, we are still weak in North America. This is like something that we didn't have the time or resources to attack, let's call it. And right now, because when you are penetrating a new market, it means that you need to do some development. We are a small company. We don't have a lot of developers. Like maybe right now it's five, but it's not a lot comparing to our competitors. So we are trying to go bit by bit. For example, this e-invoicing that I told you about, self-check-in with some countries officially. So we are going bit by bit, and we are very much like ready for Latin America a few years back, and our native Israel, and later Europe, the Balkans. And right now it's time for us, I think, to try to go to these markets. I hope that North America will be stronger. We are still trying to figure out some workflows that maybe work for Europe and not working for the USA, for example. And this is like, I'm not calling it an obstacle, I'm calling it like a challenge, you know? And I think we're up for it. So this year we're going to crack it, I think, to try more because we didn't try too much, let's say. So we are going to try more, put some effort on it, some little resources on it also. And hopefully we can crack North America this year. This is like one goal for this year is to try to bring clients in North America because
For
we have
sure.
little there. Yeah.
Well, I guess like for the clients that you have there now, have you done like customer interviews? Like, how do you gather like that feedback to make sure that you're iterating your software for customers here in the US?
I mean, it's general. It's not just for the US. We collect, we have a self-serve kind of a review tool that we get the feedback, you know, in a scale. Also, our team is like, we use WhatsApp and chat and phone, and our team is like always trying to gather the feedback using this tool and also verbally to get feedback from clients. We are always iterating. We are always writing down what they say, the clients, adding features almost daily. Basically, our team is adding features, as you could hear before in our conversation. And it's the same for the USA. We know, like, for example, we know that we will need some kind of accounting like QuickBooks or whatever. So we know the path to do and what we need to develop, for example, and we will do it step by step. And we have enough feedback, I think, in order to, you know, to have a plan ready for this year, for 2024.
Awesome. So, what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you guys started this company?
I think we should have gone abroad before. I mean, and also it's a bit of an attitude issue. I mean, we were not courageous enough, I think. We are both, me and my dad are like, we are both like growing up slowly kind of people. And sometimes we need to take our time to you know, to be ready. Mentally, let's call it. And sometimes, you know, the chips are going slower for some people. And I think we realize some things a little late. I mean, not too late, you know. I mean, I have some white hair on my beard, but I'm not that old. I'm for but 41 almost, you know. So I have. I think I could have. I'm not sure that I could have been. That I could be Mark Zuckerberg 10 years ago, but maybe we still have a chance before 50. Man, I mean, me
For
at
sure.
least. My dad too. My dad is still working, you know. So
That's
still,
amazing. That's
he's a
amazing.
CTO right now and still working in the company. I think we, you know, we could have nailed it like before, working in 70 countries, suppressing seven figures, all these milestones. We got there. We just got there a little late. Later than I think we could have, you know. I think that COVID, I just have to say a word about COVID because in COVID we had like, you know, the hotel business, the hospitality business was down, you know. We were like 40% losing the business like in the the revenue, you know, was 40% down, and you could think like, okay, it's crazy time, you know, but no, I mean, this was an opportunity for us to iterate. We had some free time, so we could develop, we could all do product work more than usual. And we wanted to migrate from legacy to cloud, for example, and we always did it too slow. So it was a time for us to strategize and do both technical and go-to-market stuff that we wanted to do. And this was also the time that I became CEO. And for me, the go-to-market was as much as important as the tech side. And I decided that we need to go to as many countries as possible, even if it means to, you know, for us as a bootstrap, to take some money out of our pockets. And we did, you know, and we invested and we opened a new office in Europe, and we doubled the team. And it was a little bit of a gamble, not so big, but a little big for, like, you know, two people that are not funded, but it was worthwhile. I just think, to summarize, that we could have done it before. We needed this, you know, slap by COVID to wake up, because we had all these capabilities before. So why wait, you know? But for us, COVID was the thing that woke us up. Some people that hear this, you know, I'm just saying, be courageous. Don't wait for a catastrophe like COVID, you know? you know, to wake you up. Just wake up. If you think you can do something, if you can, the GTM thing, I mean, if you think you can go big, then go big. I mean, if you have a good enough product for Europe, it can be good enough for Latin America, and vice versa. Sometimes you don't need to have a lot of development. It depends on the product, of course, but it's also a matter of attitude, you know? And we lacked this attitude before, but now we have it, and we can teach others, I think.
Amazing. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for the business?
Well, I'm very much optimistic, like I said before, that we will surpass our goals and meet them at the least, and to go to the 50% growth and... I think penetrate the U.S. market, perhaps Canada, also the North American market. And I really think that we're going to be there. I mean, it's the same like asking me, what are your goals? Because for me, I'm really optimistic that we're going to meet the goals and more.
Awesome. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media? I guess best ways to get in contact with you.
Sure. I mean, you can go to our website. It's minihotel.io. And also you can search for me on LinkedIn. There are no much of Yuval Stockhammers over there. So it's quite a unique name. So you can find me there.
Awesome. Well, Yuval, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.